Simon & Schuster Audio presents Pulling the Chariot of the Sun, A Memoir of a Kidnapping by Shane McRae. Read by the author.
For Melissa. Every story is by definition a resurrection story. Catherine Pickstock. I could not run without having to run forever. Sylvia Plath. My grandmother, the sideways rain. Before I saw it cascading across the fabric store parking lot, tumbling across the fabric store parking lot, like a gif of two impossibly small gray birds fighting that has been copied and pasted 100,000 times. Reeling through the air above the fabric store parking lot, the 400,000 wings overlapping, intertwining, each of the paired birds seeming to flap away from its opponent even as it attacks its opponent, I hadn't known rain could fall sideways. I was 7 years old. Maybe I was 9 years old, any age after my grandparents kidnapped me and took me to Texas. I was 3 when I was kidnapped, any age. The day must have been a Saturday or a Sunday, because when my grandmother and I stepped from the fabric store, we were shocked at how dark the day had become, so it must have been midday, me not in school, unless it was a summer day. Usually, whenever we shopped for fabric store things, whenever my grandmother shopped for fabric store things, we went to a Michaels in a strip mall down Highway 183, just far enough for the strip mall to seem alien, impossible to get home if I were ever left there. But on this day, we had gone to a fabric store I had never seen before, its name a blank stucco edifice to me now. Am I misremembering it? My grandmother, my mother's mother, was white, like my grandfather and my mother. My father was black. When I was a child, whiteness and blackness weren't facts about me. Whiteness was a wheat field I stood in. Blackness was a pit somewhere in that field, hidden by the somehow taller stalks growing from it, taller insofar as they grew from the fathomless bottom of the pit to match the height of the other stalks in the field, those growing from the near and solid earth. My grandparents and I lived in a yellow brick house, its color and composition indicative of a whimsy belonging to none of its inhabitants, though my grandfather repainted it occasionally, always yellow. And even if he hadn't known about the yellow brick road when we first arrived at the yellow brick house, his family had been poor when he was young. No move.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?